The number of farms on the market was up last year, the number of acres for sale was up, and the amount of land sold was up. That's according to the Irish Farmers Journal annual agricultural land price report. The average price increased by almost 3% to €12,288 per acre. It was the first time that the average price broke €12,000 per acre since the Celtic Tiger. We're joined by the author of the report, Paul Mooney. Good morning, and thank you very much for coming into studio. Who is buying Ireland's farmland?
Over half of the land parcels that would have sold last year would have been bought by full-time farmers, and that left a smaller share being bought by the other category, which we would call business-type farmers. They would include straightforward business people living in rural areas. They would include part-time farmers with off-farm jobs and off-farm income, and other people in that kind of category.
The business people that you say that are investing in farmland, are they investing in it to farm that land?
For example, you'd have quite a number of people in rural areas who would be have a part-time farm operation or a small farm operation, and they would be quite happy to buy a piece of land nearby because they enjoy that particular part of their lifestyle. They value the additional income that it brings, and they would purchase on that basis.
Dairy farmers were actively chasing extra land, which at first struck me as strange because agriculture is under pressure to reduce emissions. But is that why they're buying more land, so that they don't have to cut cow numbers?
Exactly. They're buying. The most intensive farmers will be under pressure to acquire additional land in 2023 and 2024 because of new standards that are coming in to protect water quality. And to put numbers on that, about 3,000 or 3,500 of the most intensive farmers face either acquiring extra land, about 70,000 acres, or else they will have to reduce the size of their herds. So reducing the size of their herds will cut their family income and could make some operations non-viable. So therefore, the tendency will be to try and acquire extra land.
There's a quote from an auctioneer in the land report who said, one large dairy farmer gave 1 million for a farm. He said with milk at up to 70 cent per litre, he would have it half paid for in 1 year. That sounds like it's a good time to be a dairy farmer in Ireland at the moment.
Well, absolutely. 2022 was a great year with good margins over cost. Markets very strong. Markets have come back somewhat since. They still are relatively good, that's where we are at the moment.
A number of auctioneers reported that banks have become slower to approve applications for land loans. Why is that, do we know?
This is an issue to do with local banks that you people would often talk about. If the local branch of your bank is still open, there's less people in the bank and there's less people to go in and talk to about things like getting finance for capital investment, and everything is becoming centralised and computerised, and auctioneers and farmers are finding that makes things slower to take place and slower to deliver results and approvals.
Okay. The report also finds an emerging trend of buying for nature, not farming. What does that mean?
A small number of the business type people who bought land last year, for example, were doing so with environmental aims in mind. They maybe bought small parcels of marginal type land to rewild it, to just allow the native woodland that might be there already to grow and to literally protect it for the future, because it's something they believe in.
So there's no return on this investment, but there is a return for the environment.
Absolutely. They're not buying it for commercial reasons. Now, the numbers are small, but we do see that as growing.
OK. Paul Mooney, Land Report Editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. Thank you very much for coming in to us this morning. European markets will open shortly and we'll see how they react to Credit Suisse's attempt to shore up its finances. More in business news at 8:30.